40 seasonal greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
The United States is ending the year as the world's top-ranked women's football team. World football's governing body, FIFA, released its final set of women's rankings for 2016 on Friday. The USA had 2,140 ranking points, putting it 31 points ahead of second-place Germany, which won its first Olympic women's football title this year in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. France is ranked third in the world to end 2016, followed by Canada, England, Australia, and Japan. Rounding out the top 10 women's football teams, according to FIFA, we have Sweden, Brazil, and North Korea. The top-ranked American women finished the year on a winning note. They won all six of their matches since the last FIFA women's rankings were published at the end of August, just after the Rio Olympics. FIFA says in those six victories, the American women scored an astonishing 39 goals, nine of them by striker Kristen Press. While 2016 is ending with another world number one ranking for the USA, the Rio Olympics cannot be considered one of the team's highlights. The four-time Olympic champion USA lost to Sweden 4-3 on penalty kicks in the quarterfinals. Right after that tough loss, the USA's star goalkeeper, Hope Solo, described the Swedes as a bunch of cowards in reference to their ultra-defensive tactics. Solo was harshly criticized for that description, and U.S. soccer took disciplinary action, suspending the 35-year-old Solo for 6 months and terminating her national team contract. But let's get back to those end-of-year FIFA women's rankings. The Super Falcons of Nigeria are the highest-ranked African women's team at number 35 overall, followed by Ghana at 45, Cameroon at 47, Equatorial Guinea at 50, and South Africa at 51. And let's give an end-of-year sunny side of sports salute to the Super Falcons of Nigeria. On December 3rd in Yaounde, the Nigerian women beat host Cameroon 1-0 in the final of the 2016 Africa Women's Cup of Nations tournament. It was a record-extending 10th African title for the Nigerian ladies. Meanwhile, Rwanda and Kenya were the biggest African movers in the FIFA women's rankings. Rwanda jumped 15 places to number 120 overall, while the Kenyan women moved up 10 spots to number 122 overall. Joining us now from Abuja with more African football news is reporter Samson Omale.
The South African Football Association will in the next few weeks start searching for a new Bafana Bafana coach. This follows the dismissal of Sheikh Mashaba as senior men's national coach earlier on Thursday. Coach Mashaba was suspended last month pending an internal SAFA disciplinary hearing. SAFA CEO Dennis Umbele said a disciplinary committee found Mashaba guilty of several offences following his public outburst aimed at association president Danny Jordan and guests directly after the 2-1 victory over Senegal on November the 12th. Now to the CAF Awards, where Borussia Dortmund and Gabon star Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is still in line to retain his African Player of the Year crown after making the final round of the three-man shortlist on Thursday. The 27-year-old French-born forward will go up against Leicester City and Algerian winger Riyad Mahrez and Liverpool and Senegal winger Sadio Mane for the prize. Mohamed Salah of Roma and Egypt and Islam Slimani of Leicester and Algeria both failed to make the final list, having made it into the final five nominees. The winners will be unveiled at a ceremony on Thursday, January the 5th in Abuja, Nigeria. There have been no changes in the top order of African football in the latest football rankings for December released by the World Football Governing Body, FIFA. Senegal's Teranga Lions are still the top team on the continent, with the Elephants of Cote d'Ivoire second. Tunisia, Egypt and Algeria have all retained their places among the top five. Rwanda's Amavubi was December's best mover, gaining 9 places. Super Eagles have dropped one spot and now occupy the 51st position, while they are 8th in the continental ranking. In the global ranking, Argentina will close out the year as the best-ranked team after retaining top spot. They have had a good year, with the only low point being the penalty loss to Chile in the final of the Copa America football competition. Brazil lies second, Germany are third. West Ham United Senegalese striker Diafra Sakho has been ruled out for up to 8 weeks because of an ongoing back injury and will miss next month's African Cup of Nations. The 26-year-old has played just 127 minutes of football this season due to the back problem and the thigh injury he sustained at Manchester United last month. Manager Slaven Bilic said on Thursday that the striker was not close to a return. In women's football, Super Falcons forward Francesca Odega has signed for Australian Women's Top League Westfield W League club, Sydney FC, for the remainder of the 2016-2017 season. Francesca Odega's signing was confirmed on the club's official website on Thursday. The football player, who joins Sydney FC from Washington Spirits in the United States of America, is the first African to play in the Westfield W League. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson, and Merry Christmas, buddy. Two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova says she'll do everything she can to return to tennis after suffering a hand injury and a knife attack that's expected to keep her off the court at least 6 months. Kvitova was wounded on Tuesday when she fought off an intruder at her apartment in the Czech Republic, damaging all the fingers on her left playing hand. At a news conference in Prague Friday, Kvitova's left hand was heavily bandaged as she addressed the media for the first time since the attack.
I'm happy to tell you that I'm feeling well. The medical staff, the police, my family and my team have all provided me with amazing support in the last couple of days in this difficult situation. I want to thank each and every one of them for the important part they have played in the past 4 days. I have been overwhelmed by the flood of messages and love received from the tennis family, fans and public. So thank you very much. I will use all my energy to focus on my recovery and will do everything I can to return to the sport I love as soon as possible. Yesterday morning, during a session with the doctor, I was able to move the fingers on my left hand, which I think was the biggest gift I could have, to feel the fingers. And this was the greatest Christmas present I could have wished for. Now, I'm looking forward to spending time with my family and ask for privacy and peace as I start my journey towards a return to the tennis court. So thank you very much for everything, and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, Petra Kvitova, and happy Christmas to all our Voice of America listeners celebrating the holiday on Sunday. To get us in a festive mood, here's a popular singer from Sierra Leone, Linda Samai, also known as Star ZZ, with Christmas Medley.
Say,
he gave for bomb picking. Say,
the Bamba we, Bamba we, Bamba we go dance. Now the stick to the Bamba we, Bamba we, Bamba we go dance for Christ to the Bamba we, Bamba we, Bamba celebrate. Now the stick to them popo we, popo we, popo we.
Of it. Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all my friends and fans on Facebook. To all my followers on Twitter. To all my friends on WhatsApp. I wish you Merry Christmas. To my engineer, Amy, for you. And to my producers, Sam, Buddy, Richie, Young Lee. Of course, that's a fun of beat.
Christmas.
Christmas from Sam.
Christmas.
That's Sierra Leonean singer Linda Samai, a.k.a. Star ZZ, with Christmas Medley. Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Merry Christmas, Andrew.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Ramadan. I think we cover all the bases, or Kwanzaa, all the other things. But Merry Christmas, because that is the next holiday coming up.
Big holiday weekend coming up, Andrew. What is trending in the sports world?
Well, if you know, Christmas is coming, and of course the big thing with Christmas for the little boys and girls out there is the arrival of Santa Claus, waiting to bring some presents. Now, if you see a picture floating around Twitter today, you might think, that looks kind of like Santa Claus, but doesn't quite look right. And that's because it's Tiger Woods.
Tiger is Santa.
Tiger tweeted out a very interesting picture where he's wearing a black baseball cap, his kind of white fur, you know, hair, kind of a wig, a bleach blonde goatee, sunglasses, and he's shirtless. And he tweets out with this picture and he says, "Christmas tradition that my kids love, Mac Daddy Santa is back."
Okay.
So apparently this is something he does with his kids. He dresses up as what he calls Mac Daddy Santa. And so this picture is going around the internet. People very kind of confused about why he's done this. It's not maybe not the best look for him, we'll say. Not the Sunday red that he usually wears. That's a good look. This maybe less so. So a lot of questions. How many memes is this going to spawn? Just what is he doing? But a lot of people saying if it's for his kids and it's a fun thing, that it's a nice holiday tradition for them. But even others questioning, saying, did you mean that to be a direct message to someone on Twitter and not an actual tweet for people to see publicly? Because it is a kind of a bizarre picture. But if you see that floating around, no, it's not Santa Claus. It's just our friend Tiger Woods.
Regarding Mac Daddy Santa, a.k.a. Tiger Woods, he recently played in his first tournament in a long time. I think he had like a 15-month layoff. So hopefully Mac Daddy Tiger will see more of him in 2017.
Yeah, I think so. And we're already seeing him out on the course today with a very well-known golf partner. He's playing golf today in Florida with President-elect Donald Trump.
Interesting.
So he's already he's ending the year. He may still be on his way back to the tournaments, but he's ending the year playing golf with a very famous figure. And Darren Revelle, to connect these two Tiger stories together, Darren Revelle, a sports reporter here in the U.S., tweeted out, he said, "Trump's scheduled to play golf with Tiger Woods today, hoping it's not the Mac Daddy Santa version." So I hope Tiger puts on a shirt and maybe gets rid of the goatee for his golf outing with Donald Trump.
Andrew, I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. Andrew, what else is trending on this Christmas holiday weekend?
Well, just like kids look forward to the arrival of Santa Claus, kids young and old love the classic holiday movie Home Alone. This was a great movie growing up that I enjoyed. Still watch it, still love it, still know all the lines that I can recite. with Macaulay Culkin playing the character of Kevin McAllister. And for our listeners who aren't familiar, the premise is that his family goes on vacation for Christmas and they leave him home alone, and he has to fend off two robbers that are trying to get into his house and rob his house. And through a series of hijinks and kind of practical jokes, he fends off the robbers. But Kevin Love must be a fan of this movie as well, because Kevin Love of the Cleveland Cavaliers, before the game the other night, had a sweater on. And on the sweater, it's Kevin Love's face, and he's got his two hands on the side of his face, and he's kind of screaming. And it says Kevin with an exclamation point on the bottom. Now, this is a copy of the famous scene in the movie when Kevin McAllister, Macaulay Culkin's character, he's kind of trying to shave, and he puts on the aftershave, and he screams, and he puts it, ah! So that's become an image from that movie that's known around the world. But Kevin Love had some fun with that, put his own face on the sweater, sharing the Kevin connection. And fans are in love with Love's sweater. They want that sweater in stores. They want to buy it. And the Cavs, to their credit, they took a picture of him with that and they tweeted it out with this line. They said, "This is my house. I have to defend it. Hashtag defend the land." And that's a line that Macaulay Culkin says in the movie when he's trying to fend off those robbers in his house. So so a nice Christmas movie tradition. And clearly, like we said, Kevin Love is a fan of it. And now he has a nice new sweater with his face on it. So,
Andrew, let me give some quick Christmas love to Petra Kvitova. We heard from her earlier in the show. Great quote from her. She said she went to see the doctor on Thursday. She had feeling in her left fingers, and she said that's the greatest Christmas present she could have received. So I hope we see her in 2017.
Yeah, when those kind of unfortunate accidents happen, they really put things in perspective. And all the championships that she's won, two-time Wimbledon champion, just to be on that road to recovery means so much to her. And I know it means a lot to a lot of her fans out there in the tennis world. So we really are pulling for her and hoping that 2017 is a great year of recovery for her.
Andrew, what else is trending in the sports world?
Well, a very nice early Christmas present for Shaquille O'Neal. He spent most of his career with the Los Angeles Lakers, but he did spend from 2004 to 2008 with the Miami Heat, in the process helping them win their championship in 2006. So in honor of Shaquille O'Neal, one of the greatest basketball players, the Miami Heat has retired his number 32. So they raised that jersey over the rafters in Miami. And really, really touching moment, really a lot of fun speeches back and forth. Pat Riley, the former coach of the Miami Heat, giving Shaquille O'Neal some grief and kind of having fun with him. But when they started to raise that jersey up there, you could see Shaquille O'Neal started tearing up. And for a guy who is 7'1", I think, and about 325 pounds, and he's tearing up over seeing his great accomplishment that he's achieved. It was really a nice moment and one that a lot of people were sharing on social media.
One other quick Christmas shout-out, Andrew, for Tim Duncan. I know Shaquille O'Neal played against him during his Hall of Fame career. Duncan also had his jersey number 21, I believe, yep. Retired, raised to the rafters this week.
Yeah, I think that was last week or this week or last week. But no, those are always nice moments to honor those players who have given so much to those teams and in their process of their great careers have helped them maybe win some championships or help other teammates along the way. So really nice for both Shaquille O'Neal and Tim Duncan to see those players honored.
Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Have a good holiday weekend, Andrew.
You as well. Thank you so much.
And that wraps up the December 23rd holiday edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Cornelius Tenner. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Merry Christmas, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States continues to look for ways to collaborate with others in the international community to fight transnational organized crime, cybercrime, terrorists and criminal networks, and illicit trade. A top priority is to keep weapons of mass destruction, or WMD, out of the hands of terrorist networks, said U.S. Senior Director for National Security and Diplomacy Anti-Crime Programs, David Luna, to counterparts at a recent security conference in Paris. We must also continue to work together on countering the flow of foreign terrorist fighters into Iraq and Syria and other regions of conflict or instability, and to track and disrupt the terrorist or criminal activity of violent extremists returning to their homes of origin, including Europe and the United States. The U.S. government is working with international partners to counter WMD proliferation by investigating, prosecuting, or sanctioning suspected WMD smuggling and trafficking networks. Technology has also made possible the expansion of criminality in unprecedented ways, said Mr. Luna. Terrorists and transnational criminal organizations are increasingly using the internet to raise funds, move people, transfer arms and other contraband. Latin American cartels are doing business with Asian triads. Eurasian mafias are colluding with Middle East syndicates, and so on. Transnational crime drives hundreds of billions of dollars in illicit commerce that includes narcotics trafficking, wildlife trafficking, human trafficking, illegal logging, counterfeit consumer goods and medications, stolen antiquities and art, and other illicit enterprises. This illicit trade not only fuels webs of corruption and criminality, but in some cases finances terrorist activities. The United States' response has been to work with its international partners to combat transnational illicit networks by breaking their corruptive power, attacking their financial underpinnings, stripping them of their illicit wealth, and disrupting their networks. The U.S. is also helping its partners to improve their capacity to undertake complex investigations to disrupt and dismantle transnational criminal networks and to strengthen information sharing across borders. Through diplomatic engagement and global partnerships, the U.S. stands ready to advance freedom and the rule of law and deter the transnational threats that threaten collective security and prosperity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
When news breaks, VOA Africa is there. On weekends, tune into Nightline Africa at 1600 and 1800 UTC. And our five-minute newscasts come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
With your ears on Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC. Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.
VOA News.
VOA. When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.